Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta! What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell. We are live at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar right here. Dunwoody, guys, right next to Perimeter Mall, Ashford Dunwoody. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We've been telling you guys we were going to be here for our Father's Day dinner, and we are. Mike, beautiful day out here on the patio, brother.
Hey, man, that's where our listeners are going to have their dinner, their Father's Day dinner with their significant Father's Day person, whether it's actually their father or could be a husband in some cases or a father and daughter. But either way, we appreciate the folks who took the time to register online, and tonight they get to reap the benefits with a delicious multi-course meal. You're at Lazy Dog. Yum, yum, yum.
No doubt. And we're looking forward to meeting all of you as you make your way over here later this afternoon. We got a lot to chop up, man. Braves are back in action today. And this is a big series. Look, we've been saying that. I feel like I've been saying that for the last month and a half. Big series, big series. And unfortunately, we've been losing these series.
They're kind of all big when you're 14 and a half, 15 games out, right?
No doubt. And Mike, this is a series we can't lose. And I'm saying that not to put any extra pressure on the Braves. Guys, you know what the deal is. You know what this is. But if you were to lose this series to the Rockies, Mike, I think a lot of Braves fans that are still on board would absolutely jump off.
So this would be the new low after getting swept by the Giants, after the new low of blowing a six-run lead in the top of the ninth to the Diamondbacks. So this would be the new low.
Yes.
The lowest of the low.
Yeah, okay. That's a great way to put it.
All right.
But they're back at home for a three-game series against the Rockies. Rockies are 13-55. I repeat,
13-55.
They've lost 5 of their last 6, 13 of their last 17, and to put it quite frankly, they're not a good team.
They've won 6 games on the road and lost 28.
This team is the worst team in baseball, and I said it yesterday, and Mike was joking. Don't jinx it. Look, if we are who we think we are, then it doesn't matter what the record is and certainly how they're stumbling into Truist Park. We should handle business. I don't care who's on the mound. I don't care what the hitting situation is. We should handle business. With that said, why is this an important series to the Braves? Well, look, part of this is now we're starting to get to a point in the season, guys, where you're looking at how many games are remaining. And when we start saying, oh, they got 95 games remaining.
Right.
Well, how many of those games we have to win to potentially be eligible for the wild card? And this is when you start to project a little bit and you start to realize, Mike, the next 2.5-3 weeks could determine your season.
Yeah, and perhaps the future of some guys in the organization because, you know, for the first time, you know, since 17, 18, now you're talking about chopping it up as opposed to building it up. And I think that even like the most hardcore, or maybe not the hardcore Braves fans because they didn't want to hear about that at all. But, you know, maybe some Braves fans would say it is time to maybe move some pieces and try to hit the reset, if not a full reset, a soft reset.
We head into a stretch of 13 straight division games after this Rockies series. That's Mets. That's Phillies. That's Marlins. Mm-hmm. Guys, this could determine the season. And I know many of you are going to say, well, what if we end up, you know, winning a couple of series and losing a couple of series? Well, then you've made no progress.
Right.
See, the problem with that is we can win a couple, but when you lose a couple, guys, we're not gaining ground. The problem for us right now is we not only need to win, like yesterday, we were off. We went into the off day 14 and a half games out. By the end of the day, we were 15
games. Yeah, I mean, the problem is, guys, the Mets are 21 games over 500 and have had a couple of dips early this year, and they come right back. Philly right now is trying to battle back. They've had a bit of a letdown the last week or so, but that's the problem. You could win all your games and still not gain ground on the Mets because they just keep on winning 6 of 7, 5 out of 6, etc.
That's what we're dealing with, and that's why it is a big series at Truist Park.
Oh, and the wild card, it's not like the wild card is some tremendous opportunity. The Braves right now find themselves 9 games out for the final wild card position.
404-726-0929, guys. Tonight it is Bryce Elder and our man back at the studio. By the way, Dominator's off today, right?
And so it's Fix It Felix, Garrett.
It is Garrett today. And so, Garrett, thanks for stepping in. But I wanted to play that Brian Snicker on Bryce Elder and his journey because Elder's on the hill tonight. And, again, look, it could be Mickey Mouse on the hill. This is a bad baseball team. We need to just take advantage of the opportunity in front of us. And here's the thing. Guys, if we were scoring runs like we're capable of, I wouldn't even be sweating this. But the fact that they beat us one time when we were up at their place, and they're bad at home and they're bad on the road, and then, Mike, the fact that we're not hitting the way that we should, it just makes you sweat a little bit like, okay, are we going to be sweating this thing out this weekend, or are we blowing these guys out?
Well, I mean, this is Colorado. We should be smoking these cats. But again, you know, as we said, just when you think you can't get any low, how low can you go? So that would be a new low, but hopefully they do. And again, you can't take 2 out of 3. You really do need to sweep. I mean, there's got to be a sense of urgency with this team. I'd like to think there is in that clubhouse, but we'll see.
Let's hear Snit on the journey of tonight's starter. He's talking about Bryce Elder and his improvement.
You know, and you just got to keep grinding and fighting, and you know what, because you're going to get another chance. And he's, you know, very indicative of what that's all about. And, you know, credit to him and his makeup. And, you know, he's another one. He's driven and focused and very consistent in what he does. You know, I think he's in right now. He's pitching with a lot of confidence.
And they need that.
Now, his ERA is 2.70, but he's lost 2 games because the Braves hadn't scored any runs.
That's right.
They scored 1 run for him against Boston and 2 runs for him in the loss against San Francisco. So he held the Red Sox and Giants to 6 runs in those 2 games. And that's about all you can ask from where Bryce is in his career right now. So he held up his end of the bargain, you could argue, but the Braves can't score any runs for him.
All right, want to hear from you guys. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station, guys, and stay up with everything that's going on in the world of sports and more. 929 The Game. We are live again at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, perimeter location. Beautiful day out here. And we are under, again, this huge patio that's out here. Great day to do this. Big fan, so you're going to stay cool. And great day to come hang out.
It's my first time to be here. And I tell you what, it's a beautiful build out. It's a great space. Got a big fire pit outside.
Yeah.
And the menu is really cool. It's got some, it's everything from like standards to eclectics. They've got this bacon old fashioned. I think it's got our name written all over it. A maple bacon old fashioned.
Sounds great.
I think we need to take, I told the server, I think my partner and I are going to be exploring that at some point.
There's no question about it. So it's Friday. We're hanging out, man. We're going to have a great time. But more on the Braves as we move along. We got a lot of other stuff to get to as well.
Yeah, United sucks. Atlanta United sucks. That I mean, talk about low points. I think we hit another low point for the 5 strikes.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
Should somebody be fired?
Well,
I'm just saying.
Apparently, Ronnie Dyla's message is not being received.
No.
Look, I said this the day that he had that really cool speech post-game, and everybody looked like they were in a coma. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with these guys. By the way, I'm so down on soccer as in general.
Because of what happened the other night?
The U.S. men's team, how pathetic we look with United. And you know, like, and I was banging the drum. I was watching. You know me, man. I was going to season tickets, and I can't lie to you. I'm so disinterested because they make it so hard. Every year I go to the first match, go to the first couple of weeks, and then the wheels come off 2 years in a row now. And now it's like these guys will be like, they got no shot at the playoffs the way they're playing.
Well, this is, and look, I'm being tongue in cheek because we've been talking so much about Snicker and the Braves and change.
Soccer coaches get fired like
all the time. All the time.
Literally, like changing socks.
But here's the reason why I say that. And this part is not tongue in cheek. We spent a lot of money on our designated players thinking we were upgrading the offense, and we haven't done jack. These guys haven't responded. They don't look the part. The team's been discombobulated. There have been times where there have been special moments, but not enough of them. And so I'm serious. Like, part of me is like, okay, You speak about the Braves and whether those guys are reacting to Snicker and whether he's doing enough. Well, I know it's not happening with Atlanta United.
And there was expectations. I don't know how most, you know, Five Stripes fans felt. I know as a United fan, I thought for sure this is going to be a playoff run. Remember last year they ended Lionel Messi in Inter-Miami's season because the MLS in their stupidity thought, let's have an extra long playoff, and they basically knocked out their number one ticket, their most viewable product in Messi and United, Inter-Miami by United. So, man, I don't know. I was impressed with Ronnie Dial when we spoke to him before the season began.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know where it's going, but yeah. Whether it's the misplaced guys as far as his system or the effort just isn't there, the usual mistakes, the usual turnovers, and just lackluster play. Anyway, yeah, United, for all the things we said about the Braves, even worse for United.
I'm laughing because a guy just said, Dukes, man, why you and Bell always just want to fire everybody? Because if you're not getting the job done.
Hey, man.
It's that simple.
It's pretty simple, Joe. Look, remember the movie The Departed? It's one of my favorite lines. When they have the stakeout, when they're going to do the deal with the Chinese gang, they're going to sell those parts for the weapon system. And Alec Baldwin, please tell me we have cameras in the back of this place. And they ask the tech, hey, I got this job on short notice. And then Mark Wahlberg, Who am I? I'm the guy who does my job.
Who are you?
Must be the other guy.
That's right.
And so, look, there's accountability. If you don't have accountability for your favorite team, then you're part of the problem, not the solution, because then the team takes it for granted that they don't have to play better.
They don't have to do jack. I mean, seriously, they just don't. And the crazy thing is they attempted. We know that Garth Lagerwey, the president, attempted with his vision now.
Right.
This is his vision. To make
you can't blame Bocanegra,
no,
baby.
No,
people kicking Bocanegra for 8 years. He's gone now.
This is his vision, and he attempted to spend the money in a way that he thought was going to move the team forward. It just has not happened. So I'm glad you said that here early in the show, because I was a little reluctant to even talk about it after seeing what happened last night.
It's just terrible, man. I was listening to Mike Conte and Jason. I mean, these guys are like, you can hear the frustration in the boss's voice on the broadcast.
All right, guys, we are live again. Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Dunwoody location right here at Perimeter Mall. We'll be hanging out until 6 o'clock. We've got our Father's Day dinner here tonight with our winners. And, again, as Mike said, you can come say hello. You can come hang out at 6. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here. Okay.
You can enjoy the show, but when the private dinner begins,
who are you thirsting how?
It would be so nice if you weren't here on the patio.
So we'd love to get a chance to hang out with you guys. Come hang out. And Mike's right. The menu, I just looked at it online. It's incredible. I mean, it's got a lot of choices, man.
I know. We have a wonderful server. We need two of those old fashions. I don't speak for you. I know it's early, but it's happy hour in Ireland.
It's Friday, man. It's Friday.
Right on.
Atlanta United is my excuse. Atlanta United is disappointing.
Right on, baby.
All right, man. We're coming back. We're going to dive into what else is going on. By the way, this NHL Stanley Cup Finals has been bananas.
I can't believe people aren't watching. We'll talk more about it in Guy Talk because the TV numbers, I mean, nothing against women's softball. I know we have a lot of fans and parents of women's softball out here in Metro Atlanta. This series is – last year was fantastic. This is fantastic.
It is.
But I don't know if it's on – because it's on TNT. Either way, man, people are not watching this stuff, and they're missing out.
NBA Finals tonight. We'll get you caught up with Day 2 of the U.S. Open. This golf course, I think people want to
– Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Destroyed after this weekend.
I told you. You know me, man.
They're going to want to destroy this course.
It just don't do it for me, man.
We'll get into all of that, guys, and also the latest about potential trade rumors as we approach the NBA draft night. Mike and I, as a matter of fact, will be down at State Farm Arena broadcasting that afternoon, getting you ready for the draft.
I hope we draft a tall guy.
I hope we make some trades. That's what I hope. But we're going to hopefully catch up with all the Hawks folks down there. We're looking forward to it. But some rumors are out there we need to tell you about. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.